Well, Stephen, to say you're living the dream is certainly an understatement, I'm sure.
Oh, exactly. You said it. Any day you play in an All-Ireland final, it's where you want to be. It's every 18-year-old's dream to play in an All-Ireland final. Like.
And 12 months on, this time last year, you know, it was also different for you, wasn't it?
I didn't get any game time at all.
Yeah.
Bad old injuries, but thankfully they all cleared up now, and looking forward to an All-Ireland.
And it was obviously very a tentative time for you, because I'm sure you were anxious to get back and get back earlier.
Oh, exactly. It was a long 11 months. Like, it was just hunger more than anything. I wanted to be back. Like.
Very important to get back into this team and this squad, wasn't it?
Oh, definitely. If I wasn't in the squad, I'd be kicking myself right now, in an All-Ireland final. Like, it's no place you'd rather be. Like.
And talk to me about the Ulster Championship. Maybe difficult enough against Derry the first day, but after that, really, you know, easy enough against Antrim and against Armagh in the final.
It was a good campaign in Ulster. Like, of course, you could say we let kind of teams back into it in a couple of games, but we didn't panic. We're a team that don't panic, like, and thankfully we got over it, like, over the line, first time in 8 years, like, I think.
Was that the lesson learned from the Ulster Championship, was not to panic?
Exactly. Well, this is a team that doesn't panic. Like, sometimes we let teams back into the game, as I said. But that's it.
Yeah, and then, well, you nearly let Roscommon back into it too.
Well, that was a game of horrors, that.
Yeah.
Any team that you play a blanket defence, like, they'd six men in their full back line, like, no team wants to play against that.
Yeah.
But thankfully we were the better team on the day.
Yeah. Difficult to break down teams.
It's horrible to play against. It's horrible to watch. It is no good to anything. Like,
defenders don't mind it, forwards don't like it.
Exactly. That's exactly.
And tell me, but it was a good preparation maybe for going to Croke Park.
Oh, it was. It was a good test. Like, that we can we had a lot of patience on the ball. Like, we didn't do anything stupid with it. Like, and it's just great. Like.
Right. And then talk to me about the semi-final against Dublin. Man of the match performance.
Well, it was a day to remember anyway. First time out in Croker. Day to remember,
was that
surely.
Your first game in Croker,
It was, first game at no individual performances won you any matches. Yeah. It's all about the team performance,
and,
really.
And talk to me about the Croker experience. Is it different?
Oh, it sure is. It's different when you have 80,000 people watching you. Sure is different.
Yeah,
it's different to Tony now.
and talking to Tony, obviously, a big Kilcar contingent between the minors and the seniors, and of course, Conor Doherty came on as
exactly
son, Yvonne, and your own brother Patrick on the seniors.
You've five between the senior and minor, and the parish of 15 population of 1,500 is great. Like, great achievement, I think. Yeah.
And tell me, has Big Brother been any help to you at all, advice wise or?
Well, advice-wise, well, I'd know anyway. He's a good role model to have about the house. Like, any man that's got into his second All-Ireland final at 21.
Yeah.
Not many people can do that. Not many people did that. And he's one of those. Just a great role model to have about the house. Like.
Yeah, so your ambition is to get up into the senior team as well.
Just be nice to anyway. Like, it's every player's dream to play for the county more than anything. Like.
And in terms of the final now, looking forward to it, have you watched Kerry at all?
I watched Kerry, surely, on their semi-final against Mayo. They're a good side, no doubt they are. Any team that gets to an All-Ireland final will be a good side. Like.
Yeah, and then there's Kerry as well, of course.
They're Kerry, aye, with great footballing history. They're a good, big, physical side, no matter what age they are.
Yeah. But you're there now, it's a two-horse race.
Two-horse race, surely, but we want to come out victorious. Yeah. We don't want to just go up there to experience what it's like to play in an All-Ireland final.
Since
under 16, we haven't been beaten, like, and we want to continue that.
And then come out and watch the seniors win another.
Exactly, that would make it even more special. Like. Yeah.